Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How y'all doing? What's up? I'm back, but I'm late. I was doing well, too. I was doing well for quite a while. A couple weeks, I was doing all right. And here I am, late again. My bad. My fault. Busy week. Had to get a new car. If we're friends on social media, you know that I got a new car. I got a 2011 Toyota Prius. That's right, a Prius. Don't judge me. I need it. I can save money on road gigs. I love it. Yeah, I'm 6'2", well over 200 pounds, but I fit comfortably. I love that car. It'll get great gas mileage and no ass mileage. That's perfect. Great on the gas. Get you no ass. Any married man's wife would love for him to have this car. I got it in sexy black. I love it, man. So shout out to Reynolds Auto Mall, whatever the hell they're called, out there in Orange, Virginia. Madison, I think. I think it's Orange County or Madison County or something. But super cool people. Some Englishmen helped me. Graham sold me my car. Family-owned business since 1938. I mean, the woman doing the paperwork was telling me how everybody's been there for 30-some-odd-plus years. You know, the people who run their service department, their head mechanic, they're on their third-generation Smith or whatever. Their bookkeeper just retired. She was there 42 years. She's been there 24 years. The guy who runs it, his grandfather started, and he's 60 something. So, I guess it's a staple in the community. And, I kind of just stumbled across it on Auto Trader, and I'm kind of glad I went there. So shout out to the folks at Reynolds for selling me my Prius and really, sticking it up the old, balloon nut. They're only giving me $500 for my Maxima. So that's crazy, man. I pay all that money for that car, pay it off, and then at the end they're like, yeah, I'll give you $500 for it. They'll probably go ahead and clean it out, fix it up, and then turn around and sell it for like $3,000-$4,000. But hey, what can you do? I'm happy. I have a car that I like. So yeah, that's what I've been doing, dealing with that. So it was either put almost $1,000 into my car and it obviously wasn't worth that, or just go ahead and get something new. And I did, and I'm happy. So, yay. I was in there at 9, out by noon. I don't think that's too long. I wish it could have been a little bit faster, but it actually took longer for them to, like, get it detailed and gassed up than anything. I don't know what happened. But boom, bang, bada bing. I don't know how you say it. Boom, bam, bada bing. I was out of there. So, I'm happy. New car. Oh, shit. As always, again, thank you guys for taking the time out to listen to little old me talk. I really appreciate it. Please tell your friends about the podcast. I still have shirts. They're $20 plus $5 shipping and handling, if you want to call it that. So I know I said $26.80 before, but I found a cheaper way to ship. So $25. There's a link. Actually, when I post this, I will actually add the link to the description. I'll add that link in so you guys can find that link and get a shirt if you want. I think I have one or two mediums left, bunch of larges, XLs, and a few double XL left. So if you bought a shirt, thank you. Shout out to my cousin Chan, Natasha Carter for buying a shirt. Who else? My uncle out in Seattle, Washington. Uncle Lowy, he bought a shirt. So a lot of friends and family buying the shirts. I appreciate it, man. I really, really appreciate the support. I also got a brand new camera from my family. My parents are investing in Chris Allen Comedy, and they bought me a sweet Nikon D3300. I just bought it today. I got the battery charging. So I'm going to go watch some YouTube videos. A couple tutorials, and pretty much just starting to record all my sets. I'm kind of superstitious about recording sets, but I need to capture those special moments, because there's so many times that you up on stage and it's like you come off, you're like, God, if I had that on video, I would post that. I wish I had that on video. Or how did I say this? How did I say that? So in order not have that issue, make that a non-issue, just record everything that I'm able to record. Some places don't want you recording. I don't know. I think certain clubs, they don't want you recording video when they got the logo in the back. They don't want people to think like, hey, this guy works for us, and that's not the case. But for the most part, I'm cool to record anywhere that I perform. So be on the lookout for more videos from me. I need to start posting more videos, even if it's just like crowd interaction, crowd work type stuff. I just need to start posting more comedy online. But I just don't want to like oversaturate my presence on like YouTube with just too many videos. So I guess I could just take some stuff down and then put new stuff up there. But I guess I'm kind of rambling at this point. Oh, this is what I wanted to talk about. And I wish I should have recorded this earlier, but I was waiting for Super Tuesday to be over. Then I had this whole shit with my car go down. Got the car yesterday, busy all day. So I didn't get a chance to do this podcast Wednesday or yesterday. But earlier this week, Donald Trump came out and said if he's denied the Republican nomination somehow, if he's cheated out of it, he's pretty sure there'll be riots, you know? And it's funny now to see watch some of these Republican pundits try to run and scramble and try to figure out a way to redefine what a riot is, you know? Or to suggest that maybe he was just kind of being, he was just kind of speaking in figuratively. You know, he just meant riot by just be upset, you know, just but not really do anything. But I can totally see Republicans really trying to find, you know, exactly what is a riot? I mean, a riot can be anything, you know, really. A riot really is nothing more than just people letting the Washington know they're upset. Or even, I think a riot, you know, you got to. It's like a brush fire. You got to get all that feeling out of there. I mean, people are upset. What are they supposed to do? They've gone to the polls. They've spoken and they're cheated. So, I mean, what else should you do? And sometimes, Bob, you just got to burn shit down to get your point across. You were cheated. I can see it happening. But yet when people of color, you know, hey, raise your voice a little bit or wear a slogan on a T-shirt that they don't like, it's a problem. It's just these people need to get jobs. They're out of control. They're animals. It's just funny that the double standard that exists, you know, when it comes to that kind of stuff. Certain people in this country, they can burn shit to the ground, man, and it's for all the right reasons. All the right reasons. So, they're upset. They're patriotic. You know, everybody else that does it, that doesn't fit that description. Oh, troublemakers. Get them out of here. No respect. They're burning down their own neighborhoods. Look at them. Animals. Send them back where they came from. Send them all back. I couldn't imagine. You know. To make it political, a Democratic candidate making a statement like that. But this has been going on for a while. Even back with Sarah Palin and the whole take aim at these politicians and that woman in there, Gabby Giffords got shot in the face. And the people, no, that's just how they talk up in Alaska. They always say take aim. Oh, do they? Do they? Don't want to take any responsibility. Shout out to Chicago for shutting down Trump's rally. And that's another thing, too. It's just to listen to these people on television, these educated political experts, pundits, whatever you want to call them, you know, when they ask the question, is Donald Trump responsible for the behavior that goes on at his rallies? And you've all seen it. We all watch the news, you know. You all see it. These super angry middle-aged white people. They go there yelling and screaming. And a few black people show up. And next thing you know, there's fists being thrown and all this kind of stuff. And when you get up on stage and say, hey, I'll pay your legal fees if you punch somebody, you're condoning violence. You really are. And then for these guys to suggest that you can't hold Donald Trump responsible for people's behavior at his rallies, the shit that goes on, it's not his fault. Let me ask you this. How can you blame rappers for the things that go on in the black community? Geraldo coming out and blaming Kendrick Lamar, saying that he's done more damage than anything to the young black people. But yet you have a man running for office, for the highest seat in the land, calling Mexicans rapists. Trying to ban all Muslims. Just saying just horrific shit. You know, just very coded language, but we know what it is. We know what it is. Just playing to the crowd. Just telling these people exactly what they want to hear. Just blaming everybody else for the problem. And that's what kills me about right-wing people, too. They're so quick to tell minorities to stop blaming people for their problems, and they turn around and do the same thing. But I guess it's different if it's political or not racial, you know? But at the end of the day, it really solves nothing. I just don't get how can you not hold this man responsible for what he's saying and then try to flip this around and just straight up blame the protesters? I don't get it. I don't understand that. It just shows you just the double standard when it comes to language and when it comes to just behavior, period. It's just the lower you are on the totem pole. I mean, it's just your the standard of conduct has to be higher than those above you. It's like the military. It's like that structure. Like when you're an airman or a private or you know, just the very low on the enlisted ranks, you don't have much room to do anything wrong, you know? If you have a sergeant or even an officer that has a stupid idea and you're just a lowly E3 or E2 and you're like, you know what, sir? This is not a good idea. I don't want to do this. I think it's dumb. You're just a smart mouth airman, private, whatever. Just insubordinate, keep your mouth shut. But the higher you get up in rank, and then it's like, you know what? This guy's right. He's smart. He speaks his mind. You could even come almost belligerent at the highest ranks. And it's like, this dude is a real go-getter. He's a straight shooter. The old sergeant major, the old chief would tell you how it is. But if that same statement came from an E2, keep your mouth shut. You know? That's how it is. If you're poor and you want to speak the truth or you want to be upset about something, you're just complaining. But if you're rich, you complain, hey, this guy has a point here. Great point. Person who really isn't being oppressed by anybody. Hilarious. Same thing with like people on welfare and stuff. It's just people can't stand to see someone who's quote unquote poor or just doing worse than them with anything at all. You know, like how dare they have a decent cell phone? You it's just like if you're poor, you better look very, very poor. You better have a shitty car. You better have a flip phone. You better have holes in your shoes, because if there's any signs that you might be okay, it's just like, you're a piece of shit. You got an iPhone? Yeah, you should be able to take care of your family. You have an iPhone. Really? You can get an iPhone for 99 cents. It's just funny. It's just like, you better look the part in America. You better look the part if, you know. Because if not, then you're a piece of shit. You're scamming. You're stealing money. Or you're just lazy. It's just funny. How can you not hold Donald Trump responsible for the behavior that goes on at his rallies? And then people, well, he should be at least able to speak. That's not American. That's not American at all. Those same people are the exact same people who support groups of armed white dudes outside of a mosque. How is that cool? How is that cool at all? Such a double standard. Such a double standard. Trying to intimidate people. They're trying to bully people with their signs. You're out there with guns, assault rifles, and tactical gear, saying how you won't be bullied. You won't live in fear. It's crazy, man. And for the record, everybody has an agenda. Okay, you hear this shit? They have an agenda. The left has an agenda. The right has an agenda. Everyone has one. Everyone has an agenda. A goal. It's ridiculous. He should be able to go out there and speak. You know how many times they shut down rap concerts? How many times Chief Keef or somebody or Lil Boosie or whoever is, hey, you can't go on, man. It's going to cause too much trouble. People applauded. That's right. It's going to get crazy. He shouldn't be able to do that. It's America. People paid their money to go see that concert. They should be able to go see it. And if they fight, then the police need to fucking break it up. Why shouldn't Chief Keef be able to go on? Just because there's going to be some people that fight? You can't blame his lyrics, right? His lyrics have nothing to do with it. All of a sudden, the behavior that is motivated by a person's speech doesn't matter when it comes to politics. It's all individual responsibility. But Chief Keef or whoever else gets up there, fuck niggas, shoot guns, blam, blam, blam. Now it's their fault. It's so funny. And that is yet another proof that white privilege exists. And I've said this before. Black privilege exists. Asian, female, male, it all exists. So to sit there and try to act like it doesn't, you're wrong. There's nothing any white dude could ever do to get another white person shut out of something. Nothing. I can't think of any example. There's no white rock artist that does X, Y, and Z, and at a venue, in the venue manager's like, you know what? We're not gonna have any more white rock stars here because this one dude did this thing. We're not gonna have that. No. You see it in comedy. Some people think it's easy because you're a black comic that you can get shit. It's like no. It's extremely hard, especially trying to get into a mainstream club. You got an open mic or a contest, and you get these. I've seen it. I hate to say it, but I've only seen it happen with black comics. People come in, they come to these open mic shows. You know, they're like a fucking Facebook comic. They bring 50 people to the show, which is cool, but their friends, they don't have any club etiquette. They leave as soon as their friend is done. They try to skip out on the bill. A fight breaks out, and next thing you know, they don't want to do the contest anymore, and they're definitely apprehensive about allowing another black comic up on their stage. There's nothing a white comic could ever do where they're like, we're not booking any more white comics. You could go up there and literally take a shit on the stage, jerk off, and the woman sell it on the front row, kick you off stage, and put another white dude that looks exactly like that dude up on the stage. But you can be a black comic and just say the wrong thing, run the light. Or in extreme places like I've seen, have your friends walk out on their bills and start a fight. And they're like, you know what? We're not booking any more black comics here. And you can always hide that under the guise of, well, we already got guys. Our roster's full. Sorry. It's crazy. There's nothing you can do to harm other people of your race, you know, to have possibly work taken away from them or access to something. Just keep that in mind. Okay? Just keep that in mind. There's nothing you can do as a white person that would ever deny another white person access to something, job or whatever. Doesn't matter. Me and all other people of color, we represent our people. If we fuck up, we can ruin it for everybody else. And it's amazing to me that they allow a dude to get up there, say the shit that he says, and then they don't even think it, they just don't even think to blame him for the behavior of people in the crowd. But when it comes to rappers and entertainers and athletes and all that kind of shit, yep. Kendrick Lamar has done more damage to the black community than anybody else has in X years. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? Wow. Amazes me, the double standards. But they're everywhere. They're everywhere. I know there's black double standards, but I'm not. I can talk about that next week if people are upset. There's double standards. We can get away with saying racial shit, calling women bitches. It's just, I get it. We can say nigger. I understand that. Women can talk shit about men. Gays can talk shit about straight people. I get it. In closing, I forgot to do a milestone last week. So milestone, what has my Yosh Bosh done that I'm just like, man... His conversations are getting to be funny. He's starting to recall his day to me. You know, it's kind of hard to, hey, what'd you do today? Did you, you know, you kind of had to lead him. Did you go to the library? Yeah, I went to the library. But now he's starting to kind of tell me about his day. What else? What did he do recently? What did Yosh Bosh do? He noticed that the car was new. He said, that's daddy's new car. And then he liked it. He said it was cool. And, oh, you know what? He has this book, Chicka Chicka Boom Boom. And now he's kind of memorized it. So now he's kind of flipping through the pages and pretending to read it. I think he can read a very, very little of it, but he's going through and acting like he's reading and pointing at the words, which I think is very cute. So, all right, that was a little bit longer than normal. So that's a show. There's a show. Don't forget T-shirts. I'll put that in the comments about in the show description. I'll put that link in there. But, oh, shit, one more thing. I worked with Chris Kattan last night from SNL. He was Corky Romano and from the cult classic Night at the Roxbury. Very cool dude, man. Loved his fans. Treated him great. Funny guy. So, yeah, I'm starting to get these little opportunities, and it's cool. So, I think that's it. If I'm forgetting something else, I'll just mention it next week. Oh, one more thing. I didn't fill out my bracket this year. This is the first time in many, many years I did not fill out an NCAA bracket. So, shout out to all those that have won so far. Shout out to you if your bracket is still intact. I haven't watched one game, 1 second, nothing yet. And it's Friday at 4:00. I haven't seen anything yet. So hopefully tonight I can do that. I'm not working this weekend. So hopefully I'll be able to sit down tonight, tomorrow, and watch some games. And what else? I think that's it. I think I'm done. All right. That's finally the show. Peace, guys. I'll see you next week.